Hi everyone, Ryan here, and welcome to episode 4 of The Stoic Advantage. Today I'm going to be talking about how Stoicism could help students, particularly those in high school and post-secondary, but really any sort of student for that matter. Now, it's quite an interesting time to be a student, considering we are in the middle of a pandemic and all learning has gone online. So I hope these tips will ring true now more than ever. So I'm going to give you 5 different Stoic practices. I'll get into what they mean, and yeah, we'll go from there. So practice number 1 is separate what is in your control with what is not in your control. So Epictetus talks about this, and he says that obsessively worrying is often a result of stressing about external outcomes that are not in your control. So if you are worried about a final assignment grade, or worried about what next year may look like, that is something that you have no control over. So really focusing your energy, if you're a student, on things that are in your control, like putting in effort on a daily basis, getting in contact with your teachers and your instructors, those are the things you should be worrying about, you know, making sure you do the readings, making sure you're on top of your work. What grade you're given is totally out of your control. And I want to give a little anecdotal story about myself. So when I was doing my master's, when I first went into my master's, I was obsessed with grades. And when I received a grade that was not to my liking, that caused an enormous amount of stress because I was really worried about external things. Second semester, what happened was I shifted my perspective and only cared about putting in the work, didn't care about anything external out of my control. And by doing that, I not only increased my grades, but school became very fun for me. First semester, it wasn't that fun because I was obsessed with things outside of my control, like grades, getting scholarships. But when I just focused on those tasks that I had immediate control over, school became quite an enjoyable place again. So really focus on the things in your control. I know the writer William B. Irvine talks about the trichotomy of control. So I was referring to the dichotomy of control, which is focusing on things that are within your control and separating them from things outside of your control. So it's just a split down the middle. William B. Irvine talks about how there's things in our immediate control. There are things that are within some of our control, but not all of it. And then there are things that are not in our control at all. So really, if you're thinking about things that are in your control or in some of your control, that could be how you fare, he says, within like a tennis match, for example. You know, you could put in the work and you could, you know, possibly be competitive, but you can't guarantee a win. What he's trying to say is that it's a little bit more complicated than just a dichotomy of control, but still, we're applying the same principle. Really just focus on the things that you have either some control or most of your control over, and try not to worry about those things that aren't. So if you're worried about next year when the school year will start, try not to worry about that because you have no control over that. Second practice I want to talk about is premeditating on future adversity or future difficulty. The Stoics talk about this as negative visualization. Now, again, this is not a form of pessimism, so we're not necessarily saying you have to imagine everything that'll happen in the future is going to go badly. No, you know, what the Stoics recommend is thinking every now and then about a particular event or situation that may happen and asking yourself, so if this didn't turn out the way I'd like, will the world end? And most of the times it won't. You know, so thinking about possibly next year, if you're starting university somewhere or you're selecting courses, think about what happens if things don't go according to plan. What happens if the courses that I want to select aren't available? Or what happens if the school year gets delayed? Or what happens if my graduation gets delayed? When you think about it and really think about, yeah, the world will continue, you know, if this were to happen, and again, it doesn't guarantee it will happen, it helps soften the blow of that event happening because you've thought about it and you've thought, okay, if this happens, I'll be okay with it. So premeditating on future adversity is really important. I would sometimes do this as a student thinking about, okay, well, what if I didn't get a good mark, you know, in this particular assignment? Would I be okay with it? Of course, you know, life will go on. So really being able to negatively visualize about the future, I would recommend is a really important tip for students. Number three, which is very similar to number two, take an outside view. What this means is there's a couple things it means. Number one is think about, will this particular situation that's going on matter 10 to 20 years from now? So for example, if you have to switch programs or you didn't do well on a particular presentation, will this matter 20 years from now? Most likely it won't. If you were to ask me, how did I feel when I received a lower essay mark? In particular, I remember in a theory class I took. If you were to tell me now, how is that affecting you? I would say it doesn't affect me at all. In fact, it's almost a good thing because after that, it taught me to read more closely in that course. So it was actually a good thing now that I'm looking back at it. So taking an outside view and thinking, will this matter 10 to 20 years from now? Most likely it won't. So hopefully that'll help you with whatever stress you're dealing with. As well, taking an outside view could also mean think about how, if this situation or this problem that you have come across happened to someone else. If this happened to someone else, you would probably easily be able to give them advice, like this too shall pass, or it's not the end of the world. So really, if you were to separate this problem from yourself and pretend that it happened to someone else, you would realize the world still goes on with them. Therefore, when you apply it to yourself, you realize the world will still go on with me. So take an outside view. It's a very useful strategy. Number four, be willing to refrain your value judgments. You're going to notice a lot of these things spill over. So reframing value judgments has to do with really reflecting on the kind of language that you use. So for example, are you looking at this current situation we're dealing with and how it's kind of complicating school as horrible or stupid or the end of the world? If you do that, most likely negative emotions will start to fire up and it'll become a vicious cycle. You'll become really negative. You'll become pessimistic. Instead, just try to speak about the facts. So for example, yes, right now we can't go to school. Right now, the school year may be delayed, but don't say it is the end of the world or don't say it is horrible, right? And if we start to reframe our value judgments and really reframe it in the sense of thinking of the silver lining, I know Marcus Aurelius, at the end of his life, he was very sick and he looked at the illness he was facing as a challenge, as an ability to test his own character. And so he didn't look at it as necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it was leading to his death, but he really looked at it as a chance to, strengthen his resiliency. So I think that reframing value judgments are really important. And here's a couple useful reframing models you may want to tell yourself from some Stoics or Stoic writers. It is not what we bear, but how we bear it, from Seneca. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Marcus Aurelius, Shakespeare later would say something similar. Whenever you find yourself in a hole, remind yourself of Hercules, who became strong only because of the challenges he faced. That's Jonas Salzgeber. He wrote the book, The Little Book of Stoicism. Highly recommend you checking it out. And from Epictetus, the divine will exist and directs the universe with justice and goodness. Though it is not always apparent, if you merely look at the surface of things, the universe we inhabit is the best possible universe. So again, some useful reframes to think about when you're in a difficult situation or seemingly difficult situation. Remember, always think of the silver lining. And number five, which we talked about on the second episode, follow a morning routine. So in my other channel, Philosophy in Motion, I actually just published a YouTube video about how the Stoics start their morning. So if you're interested, YouTube, search Philosophy in Motion. I talk about how Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, and Seneca say to start their morning. And they say to start your morning in reflection. So Marcus Aurelius thinks the morning is the best time to look inward and examine the day. He says we should premeditate on future challenges. And so really, I think something you could do in the morning, I journal in the morning, but you could do this in the form of a pep talk, or you could journal, write it down, record yourself. Think about what may happen later on in the day. Plan out your day accordingly. I know right now it's especially difficult for students to plan their day because they're at home. But really, you know, think mindfully and intentionally about your day. Think about things that may possibly happen that can, you know, be seemingly negative. And think about what would you do to help get yourself through it? What mottos would you tell yourself? I know Seneca talks about in the morning that you should reflect on your own death. And what that does, that's a popular Stoic practice called memento mori. What that does is gets you to be grateful about being alive and gets you to really live more intentionally throughout the day, thinking this may be your last day. Again, you're not obsessing over death, but you're just contemplating it at a certain time. And Epictetus also says we should remind ourselves about the things that will make us maintain inner peace throughout the day and how we might go about maintaining inner peace and reminding ourselves that we are rational animals that have the capacity to solve problems and to do highly complex things. So it's almost a form of like motivation. So following a morning routine and after doing this reflection, I recommend, you know, meditation is always a good thing. Exercise, going for a walk, even, you know, doing certain rituals in the morning could really help you perform throughout the day because it helps to structure your day, especially if you're someone who wakes up early. I know it's really tough to do so right now, but waking up a little bit early, adding that form of voluntary discomfort, as the Stoics love to talk about, can really help you build momentum for the rest of the day because you won, you know, a small little battle by being able to get up earlier than you usually do. So, you know, having a good morning routine, I think, is really important and is a great piece of Stoic advice. So again, the Stoics, they're not trying to be prescriptive. They're not saying you have to follow these things. The great thing about Stoicism is pick and choose, right? It's like a buffet. You don't need to follow everything. It's not a religion. So it's not doctrine. Choose what works for you. Choose what doesn't. Maybe something does, maybe something doesn't. But Stoicism is very much open for interpretation. I know even I just finished reading the Stoic book by William B. Irvine, and the last chapter he talks about how he's kind of reinvented certain Stoic principles that, you know, work more for him. And so you could do the same thing. You know, Stoicism doesn't have to be, you know, practiced the exact same way as the original Roman and Greek Stoics wrote about or spoke about. So anyways, those are five tips to help students navigate. I know, like I said, I feel bad for what students are going through right now, especially graduating students, but really think of this time as a unique opportunity that could definitely lead to self-growth, can help build resiliency, and please know that, you know, you're not alone. Other students are dealing with this as well. This will pass, and really, turn to the Stoics if you want some more advice. I only gave five pieces, but they're a great resource. Stoic philosophy is a great resource to turn to for anyone in times of difficulty. And I think at this time, it is a great, you know, revisit some of the original texts, revisit, look at some of the great secondary sources that have come out. Stoicism has changed my life, and I really think it could change yours. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode. Remember to follow The Stoic Advantage. If you could rate the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, that would be great. And really, you know, I think I'm going to try my best to create 3 episodes a week at least. And I really want to talk about things that are of interest to you. I will probably be creating an email account shortly, which I'll post in the description if you want to send me any sort of requests of topics that you're interested in learning about. I will try to look at those topics. So look out for that contact information. And until next time, take care.